Join Pat Council on designing your life today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
Good morning and welcome to Tone It Up Tuesday. This is your host, Pat Council, on Designing Your Life Today. We are going to touch on various areas of self-awareness all week long. When you are aware of what's going on with you, you can actually take better control over your destiny and achieve any of the goals that you set for your life. The question that we want to discuss today is fear affecting your health? Are you actually allowing fear to affect your health? I find in today's society that so many people are afraid of things. They watch the news and things that don't even affect them, or it's not even close to home, and they kind of take on that fearful kind of energy, and they talk about how afraid they are. Well, the truth of the matter is that fear can affect your health a great deal, and it's important to understand if you're a fearful person or not, because if you are a fearful person, then you want to take some steps to conquer that, those fears or any fear that you have, or just the overall energy of fear. Now, it doesn't mean that sometimes we aren't afraid, because I don't know of any human being that's lived on this earth that didn't go through that energy or that feeling or emotion of fear. However, sometimes there are some people that have way too much fear. They have an extremely high level of fear, and it's important that you know where you are on that fear meter, because sometimes we think that just because we say something, in other words, if we just in general conversation, we say, oh no, you know, I'm not going to do that because I'm afraid, and we kind of say it in a routine manner, but before you know it, we find ourselves being afraid to live life to the fullest, to have fun. We're scary when it comes to every little thing. And it's really interesting that we're talking about fear and being afraid during the month of October. I personally don't celebrate Halloween in the truest sense of what the holiday was intended for. However, it's just ironic that we're talking about that in the month of October, which is kind of the time when people watch the scary movies and they do things that stimulate their fear. And many times we don't think about what is that doing to our bodies? What is it doing to our health? Is it affecting us in any way, shape, or form? Well, fear can affect you a great deal. I mean, we get afraid. The body, it responds to fear. Your shoulders get tense. Your pupils are dilated. Some people clench their jaw. The blood vessels constrict, which that's really bad for your heart. Shallow breathing, which is also bad for you, because as human beings, we're meant to take in fresh air on a consistent basis, but shallow breathing, your heart racing, which of course, there again, some people actually go to the point where their heart races to the point where they have a heart attack. And so different things can happen. Your stomach produces more acid. And for some people, that can lead to different types of ailments. And so fear is really not a small thing. It is a big deal in our lives. So you say, well, I don't think I'm that fearful. I don't think I have an extremely high level of fear. Well, we're talking about self-awareness all week long, in our different aspects of it, and to help you become more self-aware and help you get a better understanding of what self-awareness is all about. So I thought today would be a great day to kind of give a fear quiz so you can determine if you're one of those fearful type people, but you're not, right? Of course not. Well, here's some questions that you can ask yourself. And if you're honest with yourself, you're going to find out if you're fearful or not. The first question is, Ask yourself, do I typically expect the worst in situations? Are you one of those people that automatically go to the negative side of life? So ask that question and be honest with your answers. The second question is, do fearful thoughts keep you awake at night? Are you constantly afraid of losing your job, or are you constantly afraid that your business, you're going to go out of business, or you're constantly afraid that you're never going to get the life that you want or the relationships that you want? So are you constantly afraid? The other question is, the third question is, am I afraid to speak up or go for what I want? I mean, are you living just this basic life and settling? Are you using the fact that you're older as an excuse? Do you use the fact that you're female, or whatever the case is, your gender, your ethnic makeup? What are your excuses for not going for what you want? Are you one of the people who say, well, you know, I didn't exactly agree with what was said, but I stayed quiet. So are you afraid to speak up? The fourth question is, am I afraid I won't meet my own or another's expectation? Is that something that really kind of weighs heavily on your mind? Are you always afraid that you're not going to meet someone else's expectation for your life? Now, I could give my input on some of these questions and what I think about that and how I feel about these different questions, but I'm not going to do that today. Today, this is just a kind of a quiz for you to find out if you're a fearful person or to find out how fearful you really are. And so I'm going to repeat these questions at the end because I know I'm kind of talking in between each question, so I'm going to actually repeat them all one after the other, which will make it easier for you to actually kind of take the test. Another question to ask yourself is, do other people's fears feel contagious when you're around other people? I mean, do you kind of, you weren't afraid until you got around certain people, then all of a sudden you became afraid and you decide that, wait a minute, I'm afraid of, because after listening to them, they've convinced you, or that energy has been transferred into your life. Okay, this is the number six question. Is it hard to center myself when I'm afraid? So you want to ask yourself that. Is it hard for you to center yourself when you're afraid? Are you the person that gets nervous? You kind of so nervous till you just start to panic and you just kind of fly off the handle and you don't become centered and you don't think things through. You just become this reactionary type person. Number seven, do I often feel out of contact with a loving spiritual source? Now, for me, my spiritual source is God. And do you feel out of contact with that spiritual source when you become afraid? Because the truth of the matter is, when you're afraid, you kind of are disconnecting on some level. And it doesn't mean that you don't center yourself and get back on track, but you want to answer the questions, as I said, honestly, because this is all about self-awareness, because then you know, you can kind of start to get a clear picture as to what has been stopping you from doing life with power, what's stopping you from getting the life and living the lifestyle that you always wanted to live. And number eight is, do I tend to catastrophize about the future? So do you take a tiny little thing and blow it up and make it worse than it perhaps could be? Instead of looking toward the positive, you look toward the absolute worst. You know the saying, expect the worst but hope for the best. I totally disagree with that saying. That's people who want to, of course, protect their emotions, and I do understand that. But the truth of the matter is, I mean, I expect the best, and if I get the worst, if I don't get what I expect, then my mind is open to solutions and other alternatives other than going in expecting the worst and saying, well, I knew that was going to come, because I'm a wuss when it comes to my emotions and I don't want to have my feelings hurt. I mean, the truth of the matter is if you expect the best, you may get your feelings hurt when it doesn't play out the way you want. But because you were expecting the best, your optimism is in full play. And at that point, you're going to get what you want, even if you have to go down another road to get to what you've always wanted. Now I'm going to read these questions again, and then we're going to talk a little bit about really being more courageous and, in a sense, some things that you can do if you find that you are a fearful person. But we're going to keep it very simple today. And so the questions again are, do I typically expect the worst in situations? Do fearful thoughts keep me awake at night? Am I afraid to speak up or go for what I want? Am I afraid I won't meet my own or another's expectations? Do other people's fears feel contagious? Is it hard to center myself when I'm afraid? Do I often feel out of contact with a loving spiritual source? And number 8 is, do I tend to catastrophize about the future? Now, if you said yes to 7 or 8 of these questions, that's an indication that you have an extremely high level of fear. 5 or 6 yeses indicates a high level, not an extremely high level. 3 or 4 yeses indicate a moderate level. 1 or 2 yeses indicate a low level. And of course, if 0 yeses suggest that fear does not inhibit how you relate to situations in your life. Now, it doesn't matter. Whatever you score on the quiz, I want you to keep in mind that courage is the emotional mechanism that overrides all fear. And so you really want to pay attention to that side of who you are, the courageous side of yourself, because courage is that emotion that you need that's going to override fear. It's going to come into play to keep you from kind of panicking when things happen in your life. Because the truth of the matter is that if you allow fear to dominate your life and to take over like that, it is going to affect your health tremendously. You know, it will affect your eyesight. It will affect your heart. It will affect your stomach lining. In other words, you'll perhaps develop ulcers. So there's so many different things. And not only that, sometimes when people become afraid, they disconnect from certain parts of life. And as a result, they don't exercise. They kind of shut down. Some people are nervous eaters. So when they're afraid, they eat more. And so it can affect your health a great deal. So the object of the game is for you to be aware of what's taking place in your body or in your mind when you're becoming afraid, and ultimately what actions play out as a result of you being afraid. In other words, if you were a person who'd been exercising and all of a sudden now that you're afraid, you decide to shut down for a week and you totally stop exercising, or you stop eating healthy, you just grab what you can because you're a nervous eater, and so you eat foods that aren't healthy, you eat the comfort foods. You know, we did a show about that, the comfort foods, a few weeks ago, so you can go into the archives and look that up and listen to that show to determine if you're a comfort food eater. That's going to give you some insight as to how you handle fear. And so you want to recognize what's going on in your life when fear is happening, or when fear pops up, or when situations that can induce fear pop up in your life. And so the thing about that is, now when you're aware of it, you can actually deliberately, or make a deliberate decision, that you're going to be more courageous, that you're going to release your courageous energy. And that's going to give you more strength, and it's going to help you kind of get the clarity in your life that you need, so that you can center yourself and get to where it is you want to be, or not stop yourself from becoming this person, or not stop yourself from, let's say, staying on the fitness and health track. So if you want to, if you recognize that fear is stopping you from becoming healthier, then you really want to learn how to use your courage. The thing about calling on your courage is that it kind of sheds light on a situation, and you see that it's not as bad as you thought, and it helps you to conquer any obstacles that you might encounter. And so you want to try to absorb as much courage as possible. Sometimes we can get courage from others when we connect to some of our friends that aren't afraid, and those friends that are really kind of gung-ho and go-getters, and they go after what they want in life. And so you can actually learn a lot from connecting to people like that. Being courageous is really important when it comes to conquering fear. Sometimes we allow, and it may not be a simple thing to you, but I'm calling it a simple thing in that, in the scheme of things that could induce fear in us, this is not as heavy or as large. So, for example, some people are afraid of losing a relationship and someone leaving them, and instead of realizing that that person is being an emotional bully. And so they become afraid, and as a result, they cower down and they do exactly what works for that person. And as a result, that affects your health also. See, anything that affects your emotions in a negative manner, it's also affecting your physical self also, your mental self too. So all of that is being affected when you are allowing fear to dominate your life. And so the thing is, you really want to ask yourself the right questions. If you recognize that, wow, I'm a person who's kind of fearful, then you want to start to ask yourself the right questions. What do I have to lose? What was my life like before that person came in and started dominating my life and trying to inflict fear and bringing fear into my life? And recognizing that a person who inflicts fear on you is, in fact, a fearful person. They're just a little bit cowardly with theirs. And so the thing is, you want to take certain steps so that you can learn to quiet your fear, so that you can always stay focused, so that you can always continue to move forward, or so that you can do it as much as possible. I mean, there's going to be times when you just may shut down, who knows, but you don't want to stay in that place for very long, because over time it does affect you a great deal. So the object of the game, of course, is to short circuit any fears and turn off kind of what I call that, what is called the flight or fight responses, or even in this case, the flight to flight responses. In other words, you are always scrambling to run no matter what, and instead of staying and fighting, so it's more like flight to flight, because fearful people, they don't fight. They do more flight. So the thing is, you want to learn to quiet that. And the object of the game, of course, is to train your brain to send chemicals to counteract those kind of fears that are causing you not to stand up for yourself, or not to, and when I say stand up for yourself, I'm not talking about picking a fight or starting a fight or fighting back in a physical manner. When I say stand up for yourself, what I'm saying is anything that causes you to lose your vision or for having your best life, anything that interferes with that, you are not standing up for who you're meant to be as a person. And it is important that you learn to do that. So that's what I mean when I talk about standing up for yourself. And so to achieve that, you say, well, how do I quiet these fears? Well, there are some things that you can do. Now, I'm only going to give you a few, but there are several things that you can do. And there are books that you can read. One that comes to mind is Emotional Freedom. It's by Judith Orloff, MD, and so you can actually read that book. It's a great book, and she actually talks about fear extensively, and so you can get some techniques and tips for actually harnessing your fear or learning to quiet your fear. But I'm going to give you a couple right now. The first thing is, if you want to achieve immediate and long-term results, the first thing, eliminate caffeine, sugar, and other stimulants. Those stimulants, they fuel the fight or flight response, or in this case, the flight or flight response. There's really no such thing as flight or flight, but that's just to kind of illustrate the how people who are afraid, how they're constantly on pins and needles and a nervous wreck, and they're always running away instead of dealing with certain aspects of life that they really need to deal with. Okay, so caffeine, sugar, and other stimulants. And as I mentioned, the comfort food earlier, the thing about comfort food is comfort food has a lot of sugar in it. And so you want to eliminate those things. The other thing is avoid people who reinforce your fear. They are biological irritants. And you want to stick close to people that would, let's say, nurture you emotionally. In other words, people who cheer you on, people who tell you that you can do it, people who inspire you to be your very best self. But anybody who reinforces your fear, those biological irritants, stay away from those people. And you say, well, you know, I kind of live with one. Well, you're going to have to learn how to tune it out and shut it down. And not by, in a sense, closing them off, because it could put you in a situation that may be detrimental to your health. But you have to learn how to call on your courage so that internally you're sending yourself a completely different message than the message that that person is trying to send to you. And one of the best ways to do that is to really work on becoming more spiritually sound, spiritually solid. And I do that by meditating and praying and reading my scriptures on a daily basis. And so when I do that, now I'm feeling a lot better. And if there's something that's fearful, I feel stronger and I feel like I can overcome anything because it inspires me. But at the same time, while enlightening me and inspiring me, it's also making me spiritually stronger and giving me the wisdom to handle a situation that might cause some fear. So you want to avoid people who reinforce your fear, their biological irritants. And here's another one. Stay away from violent newscasts, traffic jams, arguments, or other stress inducers. You just want to stay away from those things so that you can start to build or strengthen your courage. And when you start to strengthen your courage, as I said, whatever the situation is, now, whenever it pops up, you're going to be able to handle it in a manner such that it won't stop you from taking care of your body, or it won't have an effect on your body where everything's being constricted, or there's the shallow breathing and your stomach is secreting way too much acid and you're getting an ulcer and you're just making yourself sicker and sicker. And so you're going to be able to control all of that as you start to understand more about the courageous side of who you are. And we're going to deal with this more and talk more about this over time. So you guys are going to find out more about how to deal with this and how to not be so afraid, or when fearful situations pop up, how can you become, how can you actually strengthen your courage or courageous side? But I want to give you these few tips and to make you, and to give you this test so that you can actually take the time to do the test on your own. Now, in this case, you're not going to find the journal sheets on our website. So you want to just take a blank sheet of paper, add it to your notebook, and put the date on it and go from there. But you want to write these questions down and just answer these questions and find out where you are kind of on the courage fear meter. See, the more you know about yourself, the more you're able to really kind of create the life that you want and build the life that you want. People are sometimes under this illusion that because you want to have more, you want to do more, you want to be more, that it's all going to come so easily and that there are no obstacles that you have to overcome. But here's the thing, as human beings, I mean, we have all the necessary tools for going towards perfection in this life. But because of outside influence and environment and how we were brought up and things that we were taught and our ego and our unwillingness to let go of what doesn't work, sometimes we have to overcome a lot of things. But make no mistake about it, the more self-aware you become, the more you can actually overcome any of those obstacles. And if fear is an obstacle, that's a major obstacle. And it can really stifle almost every aspect of your life. And you do not want it to affect your health, because you need your health in order to do life with power, in order to get the great things that you want and have that amazing life. Do you know that people who are fearful and they stay in that mode constantly, It can actually cause your body to kind of manifest diseases that can be permanent, and diseases that can be detrimental and shorten your lifespan. And so you really want to deal with your fear. If you have any fears, you want to face them. You want to pay attention to what's going on in your life. And as I said, when you can become more self-aware, before you know it, you're going to be doing life with power. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you. We're going to be back tomorrow, and we're going to talk more about self-awareness. We're going to deal with another category to help you become more self-aware. And then we're going to go into another area of passive income. I'm going to talk a little bit about that on one of our upcoming shows soon. But let's become self-aware first, right? All right, you guys, have an amazing day. Enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday. And remember, once again, do life with power.